Formal IRS complaint filed against Good Information Foundation after whistleblower claims election activity. By Catherine Hamilton on September 26, 2022. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow announced Monday that he filed the formal Internal Revenue Service IRS complaint against the George Soros-backed Good Information Foundation for allegedly attempting to tamper with the 2022 midterm elections. Marlow made the announcement during an appearance on The Charlie Kirk Show, stating that the tax-exempt organization appears to be participating in activities that violate federal law prohibiting 501c3 organizations from directly or indirectly participating in, or intervening in, any political campaign. Kirk called the official complaint a potential marker in the sand because the onus rests with the IRS now that the agency has been officially notified. Listen. So earlier today, I filed a complaint, yes as a journalist but also as an American individual who thinks that this is clear corruption. And I don't trust the government to look into it unless someone like me reaches out, Marlow said. Marlow filed the complaint less than a week after attorney and legal commentator Preston Moore posted a video saying he was offered and rejected $400 by the Good Information Foundation to make a video attacking Donald Trump and Trump Republicans. The foundation allegedly wanted Moore to create the video about January 6 and post it on his social media platforms to reach the widest possible audience. It became really clear that they wanted me to use the most graphic images possible, Moore told Breitbart News. They wanted me to use fear to manipulate people into voting blue or into voting not Trump, and when they're giving examples of the things they wanted me to say, don't say Trump and his allies, say Trump Republicans. It became really clear that this was about putting out information to impact midterms. Marlow said if what Moore said is true, we are seeing flagrant violations of 501c3 rules that forbid people from participating in politics, both directly or indirectly. And you would think that in an era where we are talking about adding 87,000 new IRS agents, this would be front and center for the IRS. As Breitbart News previously reported, the Good Information Foundation's website states that it is the 501c3 nonprofit arm of Good Information Incorporated, a public benefit corporation committed to restoring social trust and strengthening democracy by investing in solutions that counter disinformation and increase the flow of good information online. Good Information Incorporated, which is backed by billionaires Reid Hoffman, George Soros, and others, was established in 2021 to fund media companies in efforts that tackle disinformation, Axios reported in October 2021. The organization's 501c3 status is especially notable because the designation is typically reserved for organizations that serve a noble public interest, such as public education and charitable work. A 501c3 designation allows these organizations to forego paying taxes on revenue and allows donors to write off donations. Breitbart News previously asked the IRS if the Good Information Foundation's alleged activities put the organization in violation of 501c3 rules. The IRS said it could not comment on the legality of an organization's actions without an official audit and pointed to the aforementioned federal statute. He said specifically that he was paid to go after Trump Republicans and MAGA Republicans. He specifically used the word midterms. So he was being told by this organization, if he is to be believed, and there is no reason not to believe him based on this, he was being told to meddle in the 2022 elections and use tax-exempt status to do that, to explicitly help Democrat candidates, Marlow explained. This is just really explicit, way over the top, in clear violations of everything we know to be on the books, he added. A tangled web. Kirk described the Good Information Foundation and other similar organizations as operating kind of like a traveling circus or a build-a-tent-and-collapse-it model. Good Information Incorporated appears to be a reiteration of acronym, which was partly funded by Loren Powell Jobs and Reid Hoffman. Notably, Hoffman has a history of funding organizations accused of election tampering. He previously issued an apology in 2018 following news that he spent $750,000 funding an organization that used tactics modeled on Russian influence operations to spread disinformation about the Republican candidate, Roy Moore, on Facebook and LinkedIn. Acronym-operated Courier Newsroom, which is a network of left-wing media websites posing as local news sources and was notorious for funding Shadow Incorporated, The Democrat Party contracted firm that delayed reporting during the Iowa caucus. Axios reported in October of 2021 that Good Information Incorporated, also backed by Hoffman and Soros among others, acquired Acronym for an undisclosed sum. The founder and CEO of Good Information Incorporated, former Democrat strategist Tara McGowan, also happens to be the founder and CEO of Acronym and the publisher of Courier Newsroom. Good Information Incorporated and Good Information Foundation appear to be dealing with tens of millions of dollars, though there is not much information on the organization's financial records. Vox's Recode reported in February of 2021 that McGowan was trying to raise $65 million for Good Information Incorporated in the nonprofit, which was, at that point, named the Good Information Project. McGowan had reportedly denied that the corporation was building a nonprofit arm to Axios in October of 2021, but received its 501c3 status from the IRS in April of 2022. As an added bonus, R.C.D. Metso, former national press secretary for the anti-Trump Lincoln Project, left the Super PAC to work as the director of communications for Good Information Incorporated. DeMezzo worked with the Lincoln Project during its Tiki Torch hoax, in which operatives attempted to link Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin to white supremacists in the days leading up to Youngkin's election. Marlowe said swamp creatures in Washington, D.C., think these mercurial organizations are a genius model and they all get in on it. And then the billionaire class recruits other billionaires to engage in this activity. They only got their 501c3 status in April of this year. So they got right down to business knowing that they were going to be able to influence this election before any investigation took place, Marlowe alleged. Even if the IRS does look into them, and I'm not holding my breath, though I hope they do, there is no way we are going to have a conclusion before they have already interfered in the election. This is the design, they keep designing new places and new ways to get this billionaire cash. Marlowe added that these billionaires have tipped their hand a number of times already and have suggested on many occasions that they try to achieve their political aims by any means necessary. This is a phrase you hear constantly uttered by the left that you never hear by the right, so I take them at their word, he continued. They are willing to corrupt the entire American system and they are willing to buy votes. They are willing to, in the most Orwellian way possible, get people to claim they are fighting misinformation while blatantly lying to the public, as is the case here with Preston Moore. Breitbart News has previously reached out to the Good Information Foundation for comment and asked if the accusations are true and if the organization has contacted others similarly or used the same approach against other public officials or candidates. The organization has not responded.